Hello and welcome back to another episode of Drive Talk. My name is James and this is a podcast where every day on my short commute to work, I drive and I talk. How are you guys doing today? I hope you guys had a good weekend. A little frazzled this morning. This was kind of the first morning in a while that my wife is now back at work. My kids have daycare today and my son has camp. So it was kind of the first day where we all had to be out of the house at a certain time. And I really struggle with my kids not listening properly, especially my eldest. I think he was a little grumpy this morning, as am I guess. He was just giving me a bit of attitude, which has kind of put me in a bad mood. And then I asked him to go downstairs to go into our van and look for his hoodie and his water bottle for today. And he walks downstairs and then shouts up to me, "Dad, what am I doing again?" And I think that's kind of the epitome of your children listening to you, is getting them to try and do something as a challenge, and then when they go to do it, they forget what you even asked them to do. But that was that. I think it's one of those mornings where I'm actually kind of glad to be going to work. I can just kind of put my head down and work. I had a bit of a rough night last night. I went to bed probably later than I should have, and then my son decided to wake up at 2 a.m. And decided to wake me up, so that was great. Good times. As far as this weekend, didn't get up to a ton. Not a ton, but there was some stuff that happened. I took the kids out grocery shopping on Saturday, and then we were invited to a friend's place. They were having a barbecue with a bunch of people, and they live a few minutes away from my wife's parents, so we decided that we would spend the night there and then have the kids sleep over there as well as ourselves, so we could go to this thing. As you may or may not know, I'm a pretty introverted person. I find it really hard to be sociable. I get kind of nervous and anxious around a lot of people. I work pretty well in like 2 to 3 people's probably my max. But even then, I have to kind of know the person to really kind of engage. I just tend to get kind of like shy and quiet and nervous. And that's just kind of classic signs of being an introvert. But I kind of decided to put myself a little more out there. And I think it went well. Like, I tried to pipe in conversation where I normally wouldn't, and I tried to speak up where I normally wouldn't. I do enjoy listening to people. That's kind of the easy way out, but I did try and engage and ask questions and the normal things people do that are okay in social situations, but Yeah, my wife even noticed that I was a lot more talkative than I would be usually in that kind of setting. I think part of it is, like, kind of knowing that people generally usually have kind of those same fears and feelings. You will get the extroverts that, you know, feel completely comfortable talking in front of all those people. But I think for the most part, like, everyone's a little nervous in social situations. Even my wife has kind of confessed that to me. Even though on the outside she appears like she's, like an extrovert, she very much kind of feels the same way that I do. And, I think if you kind of go into group situations, with that mentality that, you know, everyone's kind of a bit like you, and everyone's, nervous and awkward, and, I think, you know, I've kind of been this way, like, 36 years of my life, and, I don't know why I don't step out my comfort zone, as frequently as I probably should. And, I think, too, it's a matter of, being put in those kind of social situations, which honestly, you know, recently we haven't really been a part of just because of children, but, I think we're gonna try and kind of meet with people more, and then hopefully I'll get more comfortable, being in those situations. I think, too, like, doing this podcast, I feel like I've kind of found a little bit of my voice, and it's been nice kind of exploring the side of me that, you know, forcing myself to talk every day and have an opinion about something or kind of reflect, I think has really helped me in a weird way. Yeah, because I know people are listening to this, and I don't really picture anyone specifically when I'm talking, but yeah, I think this podcast has really helped me just kind of find a voice and be comfortable talking. So yeah, that's my little therapy session for today. So yeah, I think if you find yourself in kind of a group social situation and you find it hard to kind of speak or put yourself out there, trust me, I've been living that for most of my life. And as easy as it sounds to just put yourself out there, I know how hard it is. But really, the secret of it is just kind of recognizing that these people are more like you than you think, and just kind of putting yourself out there, as cliche as that sounds. But alright, well, that'll wrap up today's episode. I hope my grumpiness deteriorates over the day, and we'll chat to you again tomorrow.